Right now, a groundbreaking program pairs professional dancers with people living with Parkinson's disease. This is not formal dance therapy, but instead it brings some of the balance and ease of motion back to people who have lost those skills.
David Leventhal is the program director for Dance for PD. His organization offers dance classes for people dealing with Parkinson's disease, which helps them deal with concerns related to balance, cognition, motor skill, depression, and physical confidence. He recently visited Wisconsin to help bring the program here. David, welcome to Central Time.
It's my pleasure. I'm glad to be here.
Well, give us a picture here. How does Dance for PD work? What happens?
Well, the idea is really that professional dancers and dance teachers share their knowledge, expertise, and joy of dance with people living with Parkinson's disease and their families and friends.
I wouldn't immediately make a connection here. What was the inspiration for doing this?
You know, a lot of people say, wait a second, dance for Parkinson's?
Right.
How does that work? This was an idea that was really brought to us by a woman named Ole Westheimer, who is the founder of the Brooklyn Parkinson Group. The Brooklyn Parkinson Group is a support group based in Brooklyn that started out really just offering monthly support group meetings, a chance for people to talk about living with Parkinson's and share tips and advice. And Ole had a vision for something else. She really wanted people in the group to have a chance to connect socially, to do something meaningful together, to do something creative together. And she settled on dance because she had a dance background. Around the time that she was thinking about this, she read about the opening of the Marc Morris Dance Center. The Marc Morris Dance Group is a internationally known modern dance company based in New York that had been without a home for many years. We finally opened a dance center in 2001 and really wanted to open our doors to the community. And Ole read that in the Times, New York Times, and said, well, I'm the community. What about us? And had a meeting and presented this idea. And we were very enthusiastic about it, even though we had no background working with people with Parkinson's.
I would think, I don't have Parkinson's, but I would think for someone dealing with that, the first thing they might think is, you want me to dance? Really? And you want me to dance in front of these professional dancers? What was the initial reaction from the people who participated?
Well, we started with a pretty small group. We had maybe six people, six brave people.
Yeah.
And at the time, there really wasn't a lot of evidence or even material about the benefits of physical activity for Parkinson's. I should mention that as recently as 20 years ago, physical exercise, physical activity was actually counterindicated for people with Parkinson's. It was seen as just too dangerous and could lead to falls.
Mm-hmm.
That's changed considerably because of a lot of research first on exercise itself, on physical fitness regimens. But lately, there's actually been quite a bit of evidence research on dance. And so, but when we started, to backtrack, when we started, there really was very little. So I think people came in with the idea that this was going to be a brand new experience. They had no idea what to expect. One of the things that we felt very strongly about was that this was a dance experience. It was not therapy. We are not dance therapists. We are not trying to solve a problem. We're simply providing an opportunity for people to engage with an art form, to learn some of the vocabulary, to learn what it's like to think like a dancer. And I think in that way, it became a double-edged sword because on the one hand, people could come in and for an hour escape feeling as if they are patients and really feel that they are dancers and focus on something other than the condition. And at the same time, they were really able to focus on all of the strategies and skills that dancers learn in order to move with fluidity and grace and balance and intent. And it's those elements, I think, that start to go away with Parkinson's. So if you were to create a movement form that addressed head-on all of the things that start to disappear with Parkinson's, it would look a lot like dance. And we actually already have dance in our lives, in our culture, so why not introduce that particular modality to folks who really want to address these issues?
You started, you said, with a small group of brave volunteers.
Yes.
How big is it now? How many people are participating?
So we started with a group of six people once a month. We now, in one location, and we now offer the same class in Brooklyn once a week for about 40 to 50 people.
Wow.
In addition to six other locations around New York City. Some of those locations are even bigger. We offer a class at the Juilliard School for about 50 people every week, and some other locations that are 20 to 30 people. But what happened in around 2007 is we started offering teacher training to other dance instructors from around the world who are very interested in this work. And because of that, the program has spread all around the world. We actually have a network of classes in about 140 communities in 16 countries. I think there was a real vacuum that needed to be filled. People with Parkinson's who were hungry for a sort of a physical experience that was not simply about getting your heart rate up, that was not simply about exercise, but was actually about social connection, creativity, cognitive challenge, and a unique way of thinking about movement the way that dancers do.
I want to get more into the benefits in a minute, but it sounds like word got out and people were coming to you. What, dance instructors and I imagine Parkinson's patients, advocates, people like that were coming to you when they heard about this?
Yeah, it took a few years. I think there was a bit of skepticism at first, particularly from the medical community. But over the years, many people from a broad spectrum of constituencies have come to us because they're more and more interested in the value and benefits of dance as a modality for helping people with Parkinson's manage their symptoms and improve quality of life.
We're talking to David Leventhal about the Dance for PD program, teaching dance to people with Parkinson's disease. David, let's get into some of the benefits now. And you said this isn't physical therapy, so let's set the physical benefits aside for a minute. Right. It seems like with a condition like Parkinson's, people might want to give up, disengage a little, and it sounds like that is what you're tackling head on here.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, a lot of people with Parkinson's experience a fair degree of apathy. Just it's
understandably.
Yeah, it's hard. You know, clinically, it's hard to get out. People have less energy. They have less motivation, and it's difficult to get around. What we found is that the dance class provides the kind of social glue and the sense of inspiration that a lot of people really are wanting in their lives, and it's an activity that people want to come back to week after week. You know, we all would like to get to the gym more often. We know it's good for us. We hear about the benefits, but when it comes down to it, it isn't the same kind of motivator as the sort of social environment, the musical environment of a dance class. And when we look at some of the research, we actually see a very high adherence rate, compliance rate, that regardless of their level of physical ability and mobility, that people want to come back to the dance class to experience that sense of connection week after week. And that's really what I think has been behind the exponential growth of this particular type of class.
You've seen a lot of people before and after, I imagine. What is that change like?
Well, there's a short-term before and after, and there's a long-term before and after. So the short-term is that people come into the studio shuffling, having difficulty coordinating, not really finding a rhythm or fluidity to their movement. And in the course of the class, it's sort of this melting, this idea that the rigidity and challenges that they have with Parkinson's often go away for a while. It's not that it's a cure in any way. It's not that there's any kind of permanent change, but we see people engaging with their bodies, moving with fluidity, moving with musicality that they ordinarily don't, and they certainly don't come in with. When they leave, they have a sense of satisfaction and confidence that we didn't see when they come through the doorway.
Is the healthcare community, the research community, looking at this, trying to see physical benefits, mental, emotional benefits, and measure them?
Yes, there are some excellent research projects going on, and what's useful is that people are looking at dance from a variety of perspectives. Some people are looking at it very traditionally in sort of the area of motor benefits, so functional mobility. How does dance class help people with balance? How does it help them with their walking and those kinds of activities? And that's very important because we need that data to make the case to neurologists. And I should say that over the last 15 years, there's been a huge change in how neurologists, at least in New York City, feel about the activity of dance. The beginning, none of them really batted an eye at it. And now most of the new participants in our classes come from referrals from neurologists in the city. And that's a huge change. Some of that is because patients go back and talk about their experience in the class. Some of it is from the research. So there's also research being done in quality of life, in how the dance experience, whether it's a social, emotional, expressive, cognitive experience for individuals, actually improves or helps people maintain a sense of humanity in the course of this condition and improves elements of quality of life, things like social inclusions, things like being able to express oneself. These are as important to me, at least, as the motor benefits, because Parkinson's affects the whole person. It's not simply a movement disorder. It's a quality of life condition. And because of that, I think dance plays a very important role because it is a holistic activity. It encompasses not just the physical, but the social, the emotional, and the cognitive. And in that way, I think plays a very important role in helping people maintain quality of life in the face of a chronic condition.
I'm curious about the dancers, the instructors themselves. They're approaching their craft, their art, in a very different way, translating it, I guess, to a different audience with different abilities. What's it like for them?
Absolutely. You know, it takes a specific kind of dancer and dance instructor to be sensitive and compassionate to this particular population. But I think once people understand that it is a dance class, they're not lowering their standards. It's just that they have a different way of thinking about the experience of people in the room. When I walk into the room as a teacher, I am trying to understand what it's like to be in their shoes, to understand what it's like to live with Parkinson's and to understand some of those challenges. But then I have to flip back and say, so what would I like to do as a person living with Parkinson's? What kind of movement would I like to do? What kind of music would I like to move to? What would give me a sense of fluidity and joy and freedom that I might not get in my everyday life? So really, that is the same as I would offer in a professional level class, except that in this class, I'm actually trying to engage much more in the imaginative and the creative realm, because often the sort of mechanical objectives, like lift your arm or move your foot forward, those are less successful than saying, I want you to imagine that you have wings and you're moving like a swan, or you're stepping forward across a beautiful flowing brook and you're walking into this amazing forest. So the more we can give people a sense of place, a sense of character, engage their imaginations in the service of movement, the more benefit they're going to have from that movement. And so in that way, it's a wonderful combination of sort of the technical, you know, the sort of step-based elements of dance, teaching people new vocabulary, but also having them understand that when they're dancing, they're entering this amazing creative space where they're actually in control of their bodies because their imaginations are telling them what to do.
You're here in Wisconsin, whirlwind tour, but you're talking, I think, to healthcare professionals. What kind of things are you telling us here in Wisconsin?
So I'm here for a special summer school on mental health and older people. And these are people who specialize in geriatric mental health predominantly. And they're very interested in all kinds of approaches to help maintain quality of life and mental health, mental wellness through the aging process. Parkinson's doesn't only affect older people, but it is predominantly in people over 60. And in that way, I think bringing in and making people aware of an arts-based approach to movement, to socialization, is a really important ingredient or element that people can then use in their individual practice. It's not that everybody coming to the summer school today is going to leave becoming a dance teacher, but I'm hoping that they can integrate some elements of the creative work, the imaginative realm, and music into their personal practice so that their clients have some access to at least knowing about what the arts can do, what dance can do, and perhaps even engaging in some of that practice themselves, either through mirroring, through other sort of creative dance games that can be done very simply in a mental health session.
David, it's an amazing program. Thanks so much for joining us.
It's really a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
David Leventhal is the program director for Dance for PD. He joined us to talk about dance classes for people dealing with Parkinson's disease. He came to Wisconsin to introduce healthcare providers to the program's methods.